If you have tuned into this program for the first time, let me tell you what you can expect to hear by the grace of God every time you tune in to this radio program. By God's grace, you will hear a plain and simple message from God's Word. There is no message from God except from His Word. You will hear, by God's grace, a plain and simple and sinful man preaching a message of God's mercy, love, grace, and salvation to sinful men. You will not hear any entertainment. There will be no pleas for money, no bragging on our church. But as Paul the Apostle said, we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. Again, as he said, we are determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. So by the grace of God, always and only, we preach God's word, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you will listen carefully this morning as I bring you a message from the Gospel of John, chapter 17. If you have a Bible, you may want to open it and follow along with me as I look at the words of the Lord Jesus Christ himself from John 17. He is praying to the Father on behalf of his people, not the world, but his people, his chosen people, those he came to save. And in verse 2 he says that God had given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as God had given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. This morning I want to look primarily at that first part of verse 3. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God. This is what it means to be saved. This is eternal life, spiritual life, true life, the life of God that lasts forever, life with God in heaven and the new earth someday. This is what it means, he said. It is to know the only true God. First thing is to know the only true God. By that, he is clearly implying that there are many false gods who are not God, who are no gods at all, but idols, man-made ideas or conceptions of God. So he says, this is life eternal. The first proof or evidence of eternal life, the life of God, spiritual life, is for a human being to know the true God, the only true God, the living and true God, it said. The only true God. Now, the only true God we must know is only known if he reveals him. If he reveals him to us, if Christ reveals him to us, if the Spirit of God reveals him to us. And he does that through what I'm doing right now, the preaching of God's Word. Christ, most men do not know the only true God. Christ said that of himself, and he said that of the Father. He said, you neither know me nor my Father. He came to reveal the Father to those the Father had given him. Most do not know the only true God, the God of the Bible, because their beliefs and descriptions of God do not match the God of the Bible. God has clearly declared himself in his Word. This is absolutely the Word of God, holy, inerrant, inspired, infallible Word of the living God. Though penned by men, it was given to them of God himself. Holy men spake as they were moved by the Spirit of God. It was no private or personal interpretation of man. Let me tell you who the God of the Bible is in his own words. God, the word God means creator. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, man and everything. And Scripture says all things were created by him and for him, and for his pleasure they were created. God is the creator. God is the originator, the author, the life giver. He is the absolute ruler and controller of all things. In him, Scripture says, we live and move and have our being. People do not know God who say things like this, God is trying to tell me something. No, God doesn't try to do anything. Scripture says God worketh all things after the counsel of his will. The Scripture says, God said, I have spoken it, I will bring it to pass. When God said, let there be light, there was light. Whatever God says comes to pass. People do not know God who say God wants to do this. God wants you to let him do what this or that, or wants you to do something. God Almighty is self-sufficient, self-existent, independent of anyone and anything, not subject to the will of man or anything. God wants nothing, desires nothing, but is absolutely complete, content, self-existent, wanting, needing nothing. He's not a man like us. He is not hoping, wishing, wanting, waiting. We are, not God. God knows all, does all, wills all, and accomplishes all according to his will and purpose and power. Well, the God of the Bible has described himself through three witnesses. Let me give you three witnesses. Scripture says, God said, at the mouth of two or three witnesses, a thing is established. Let me give you three witnesses raised up by God, men whom God spoke to. Now, God does not speak out loud. God spoke, Hebrews 1 says, in times past unto the fathers, that is, the Jewish fathers, by the prophets, by men like Moses, Samuel, David, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel. Let me just give you three of these men and what God told them to write about himself. Moses, that great prophet, Moses. In Deuteronomy 32, listen as God speaks through the writing of Moses and describes himself. This is the living and true God, he who is God. He says in Deuteronomy 32:39, and I quote, see now that I, even I, am he. There is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. End of quote. God is saying here very clearly, there is no one who rules over anything but me. Paul wrote in Romans 15, the powers, all powers that be, are ordained of God. There is no power but of God. No one has any rule, any control over anything. No one does anything except by the absolute power and will and order of God Almighty. God even says that the king's heart is in the hands of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. Every ruler, even the rulers of the nations, their hearts are in the hands of God Almighty to do with them as he pleases. He says, I am God. There is no God with me. He says, I kill. Though wars and famines and disasters and diseases are the means by which men and women die and children, it is God that kills. That's right. That's what he said. I kill. All souls are mine. I make alive, he says. God is the author of life, the giver of life. He says, I kill and I make alive. I wound, he says, and I heal. Sicknesses, diseases, whatever it may be, God says, I send them. Whatever the means may be, germs, whatever it may be, it is God in his infinitely wise and incomprehensible will that sends it according to his purpose. And I heal. Though doctors and medicines and so forth may be the means, it is God that heals. Why is all this? Why do we say all this? Well, for the glory of God. The glory of God. For all things were created by Him, for Him, by Him, through Him, to Him, for Him. He upholds all things by the word of His power. This is the living and true God. And this is the comfort of God's people. Those who know that God truly is God, reigning, ruling, controlling all things. And they are in His hands, and everything and everyone is in His hands. They have peace. They have comfort. They rest. They do not fret. They do not fear as other people do who have no God, or those who pray to a God who cannot save. Religion says that God is a bystander in these things, that God doesn't want these things to happen. Then what good is it? What peace can there be? What hope can there be in a God who lets things happen to us that He didn't want to happen? No, no, no. Our God is God. The God of the Bible is God, for the comfort of the people of God and the praise of His almighty power and His glory. In Psalm 115, David tells us, Psalm 115, David is asked by some, by the heathen, by the unbelievers, they say, "Where is your God, David? Where is your God?" And he says in verse 3, David says in Psalm 115, verse 3, "Our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever He hath pleased." The God of the heathen, the God of most religion today, can only be God if men let Him. He can only do what man lets Him do. That's not the God of the Bible. That's not the true God. Isaiah 43 says, "God will work, and who shall let Him?" David said, "Our God, who is God, is in the heavens, reigning and ruling. He is the one who sits on the circle of the earth, and He hath done, and is doing, and forever will do whatsoever He hath pleased." In Isaiah, another faithful witness, a man sent by God to tell us who God is. And he says in Isaiah 45, verse 5, "I am the Lord, there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun, from the east and from the west, there's none beside me. I am the Lord, there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and I create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things." Solomon himself said, "God hath made all things for Himself, even the wicked, for the day of evil." You see, I don't understand this, preacher. No man can. Can thou by searching find out God unto perfection? No, we cannot. But this we must do. Believe and bow to this God. The fear of the Lord. You see, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. This God is the God to be feared. This is the God to be called on for mercy, for salvation, to be repented unto and called upon in faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord reveal the true and living God to you, is my prayer. Tune in next week as we look at Jesus Christ, whom He sent. Amen.